Entertainment at its best presents to you the podcast known as Unscripted, hosted by Austin Collins.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first ever episode of Unscripted, hosted by yours truly, Austin Collins, ultimate WWE fan, and also has the persona of In the Ring as Mesmerizer. Now let's get down to some business. This podcast is going to be all about WWE, all about its history, all about its future, all about every week, what's happening, what's going on, and 205 Live, NXT, NXT UK, perhaps, Raw, SmackDown, pay-per-views, anything. Now, this podcast is completely unscripted. This is going to be real opinions and real questions that we won't answer, and it's going to be answered. So here we go. Let's get down to it. Thank you, everybody, for listening, hopefully. This past Monday on Raw was one whirlwind of a Raw before the Chamber. We're only 2 weeks out from Elimination Chamber, which we'll talk about a little later. But, you know, we're only two weeks out from Elimination Chamber, and, well, it's getting intense on Raw. Okay, so, Sasha and Bayley. What a performance. And there's going to be a segment every week, and I'm going to tell you the match of the week. And the match of the week this week is, drum roll please, Sasha Banks and Bayley qualifying match for the last team on Raw versus Nikki Cross and Alicia Fox. What a showing from Bayley and Sasha. I mean, these two women, 2 weeks ago, Sasha Banks sadly lost to Ronda Rousey and came up just a little short. Bayley came up just a little short last Monday against Ronda Rousey. But you look this week, and then they do this. This was an amazing show, and Sasha never got legal because of her condition. But Bayley won it for him, and a little bit of an applause is needed. A big applause for both women there, because they come out expecting a match, and Nikki Cross and Alicia Fox decides to come out and beat him up before the match. I mean, a brutal assault. One of the worst I've seen in a long time. That is the worst assault I've seen ever in the women's division, personally. But, I mean, they came back fighting. They got in the ring. They were there, and they won, and they're in the chamber. First ever women's tag team chamber for the first ever WWE. There's been previous, but not in the WWE. WWE women's tag team titles. Now let's talk about something else on Raw. We'll talk about the chamber a little later on. Finn Balor. Can he beat Bobby Lashley? I mean, he beat Leo Rush this past Monday. And Leo Rush is one of the top competitors, in my opinion, on 205 Live. He's one of the greatest high flyers. But you look at Lashley. Well, Lashley's a little different. I don't think Finn Balor's going to get a dominant stretch on Lashley. But I think he can beat him. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But I think it can be done. And the thing is Lashley going to give him a title match automatically? Or is Balor going to have to beat Lashley if he can somehow beat him? And then, only then, is Lashley then going to give him another shot at Lashley, but for the title. If I'm Lashley, I'm going to prove I'm dominant, so I'm going to put my title on the line. And I hope he does, so when Balor beats him, Balor will be the Intercontinental Champion. And you know, Balor ain't been a champion for 4 years now, and I'm ready to see another title around the waist of him. I don't think it's going to be the Universal Championship very soon, maybe this year, and this is February 6th of 19 as of this recording, maybe this year, but I believe we will see the Intercontinental gold around him this year, for sure. But now here's the thing, Riot Squad is on top of the division. I mean, this team last week qualifying Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, qualifying for the Women's Tag Team Elimination Chamber. This week, having back-to-back matches against the rowdy Ronda Rousey. I do not agree with the outcome of those matches. I believe Liv Morgan can beat Ronda Rousey and will beat Ronda Rousey if the opportunity arises. And we're going to dedicate one of these episodes specifically to the talk of Liv Morgan, because it's just, in my opinion, one of the greatest women superstars, my favorite of all time, and very deserving of opportunity. So is Ruby Riott and Sarah Logan. But now here's the thing, Ruby Riott's not in the chamber. Is that going to become a factor? It could. Because Ruby Riott can stay outside the chamber all she wants. It is not against the rules. You don't got to go to the back as long as you're outside of the chamber. So I'm kind of thinking we'll see a little Riott going on at chamber. Riott Squad is my pick to win it, so I wouldn't mind seeing it. But next up to something else. What in the world is Kurt Angle's future? I mean, you gotta look, you gotta see. I feel like he came out there and that was another retirement speech. Maybe not due to injury, but another retirement speech like we've seen from Brian and Edge. There's just a sort of feeling in the air. I feel like that's what it was, but he, like he said backstage at Raw this past Monday, he almost did bring his gear, but he just had a feeling he needed to. And thank goodness for that, because Corbin and Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is at Kurt's face again. He got in Kurt's face once again trying to attack him. So did Corbin. Well, guess what? Whose music hits? Roar, Strowman. And you know what happens when Strowman comes out? All out chaos ensues anywhere he goes. We saw Strowman come out, and then my question is, he helped Angle this past Monday, but what is next for Strowman? What else can Strowman do destructively and also achievement? I mean, Strowman will definitely be a Universal Champion, maybe even this year, but right now, the title, he's not in title contention to challenge Lesnar, which we'll get on another day, but he's not in contention to challenge Lesnar right now, in my opinion. I honestly believe number one contender for the Universal title come after Seth, because Seth did win the Royal Rumble, so obviously he's in line for a chance at Brock at Mania. But honestly, I'm thinking after Mania, depending on the outcome of Seth, if Seth wins, which I'm voting for, could Dean Ambrose be in line for a Universal Championship match? Because think about this. Dean Ambrose has defeated Seth Rollins countless times over the last couple of months. And I kind of think Ambrose is in line. If Seth wins, I think Ambrose should be number one contender. If Brock retained, Lashley would not be a bad pick. Lashley can beat Brock. I just don't know if he's at number one contendership level right now. I don't know if he should be on top. Maybe I'm thinking if Brock retains, maybe EC3 could perhaps come up pretty quickly. I mean, he did defeat Dean Ambrose, former WWE champion, this past Monday on his debut on Raw. By the way, that's definitely a top 1%. But debuting. So it's Becky Lynch out of WrestleMania. Now we're going to switch over to the SmackDown side of things and a little bit of Raw on this subject. Becky Lynch, WrestleMania, won the Royal Rumble triumphantly. Gonna face Ronda Rousey. Just like that, suspended. Out of a match until she see a doctor. You know, the thing is, I don't know if Becky Lynch is gonna see a doctor. But as Corey Graves mentioned on SmackDown last night, Charlotte was the last one Becky eliminated in the Rumble, so Charlotte would have a good claim to face Ronda. Well, guess what? No, you already faced Ronda. Charlotte Flair was not in the position to be worthy or deserve, right now, a Raw Women's Championship shot. I would not mind seeing Charlotte Flair go after the SmackDown Women's Championship if she has to go after a championship. But the Raw Women's Championship, she didn't win the Royal Rumble. Therefore, it should be maybe, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know who. Liv Morgan, that would be a very good pick. That'd be an amazing pick if management would put her in for Becky's spot. And she would beat Rousey at WrestleMania and be triumphant. What she deserves, what she's been working towards for years. Now, let's go over completely to SmackDown Live with the big question. Daniel Bryan for a better WWE. Momentum is building for both Chambers and their competitors. The Chambers, they're going to feel a lot of pain on their steel because it's a lot of competitors that's pretty feisty at the other one, pretty not happy with the other ones. And, okay, I have another thing to say about SmackDown, and it's like I just said, if Daniel Bryan for a better WWE, or is he for a better WWE championship? Because there is a difference. If you're the WWE champion, you represent what the WWE stands for. But now, if you're in WWE and you're a champion, you define what a champion is when you're that champion. He's defining the ability to customize belts, the eco-friendly WWE championship. By the way, I love it. Titles been customized in the past before. John Cena, Stone Cold, Rock, a lot of people. But Ultimate Warrior, multiple titles, multiple. But now here's the thing. And switching back over to Raw for a moment. Revival is the top team when it comes to contenders for Bobby Roode and Chad Gable's WWE Raw Tag Team Championships. And I've been waiting for this day for a very long time. I'm so glad it came. Now, I watched an interview, and we all saw it on WWE's YouTube, WWE.com, and that was that they do have intention on leaving Monday Night Raw, but with the tag team titles. This kind of makes me nervous. Revival's one of my top teams. I only watch WWE programming, and perhaps they didn't mean how I took it, but I took it as if they're going to pull, yes, we're going to mention them, CM Punk style WWE championships. I'm thinking they're going to leave the company when they beat Gable and Rude with the titles and maybe come back. Maybe have, I don't know who you could have, but maybe have, maybe Chad Gable and Bobby Roode, but have some Mogul tag team titles that looks the same identical, like the Punk and Cena situation, and they might do something like that, I'm predicting. But we'll just have to wait and see how that unfolds here soon. But let's skip on over to Match of the Week, which I was talking about, and Bayley and Sasha, and that leads me to the Women's Chamber. We got the Women's Tag Team titles for the first time ever, and the first ever Women's Tag Team Elimination Chamber. Now, here's what happens. Two teams starts a match. If one member of the team is eliminated, well, that means your whole team's eliminated. So, here's the thing. Here's all the teams. There's Tamina and Nia Jax from Raw. There's also Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, my picks, the Riot Squad from Raw. And Bayley and Sasha. And from SmackDown, there's Naomi and Carmella, Fabulous Glow. There's the Iconics. And Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose. Now, here's the thing. You look at these teams, and you see a lot of potential for a good women's chamber, great women's chamber, record-making history. It's going to be good. But now, one woman who's not going to be competing is Ember Moon, because Ember Moon is injured and needs surgery. That surgery, I'm sure, has already happened. This is a little late on the news, but I wanted to add that in to tell people who maybe has not seen WWE's resources of news on their site. So, we look at Gallows and Anderson, and they took a devastating loss to Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev, both former champions. But let's not take anything away, because Gallows and Anderson took two former United States champions to the limit. A WWE champion former to the limit. Gallows and Anderson, the potential is in the sky for them. Their potential is limitless. And their potential is going to be happening pretty soon, because here's my prediction. Gallows and Anderson, those two good brothers of mine, here's what's going to happen for them, and I know it will. I'm too sweet in the microphone right now. Gallows and Anderson is going to be number one contenders for the title and be coming for those titles straight after the Chamber in this match. Shane McMahon, The Miz, the best team in the world defending the WWE SmackDown Live Tag Team Championships against the Usos. The Usos, I'm predicting, it's going to be 6-time champions. Yes, you heard me right. The Usos, it's going to be 6-time champs. They are going to be the top team on SmackDown Live, and everybody's going to be locked down in the Uso Penitentiary until Gallows and Anderson comes calling, and I predict Gallows and Anderson is going to strip those titles straight off the Usos and be SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions. I mean, they've been Raw Tag Team Champions. They've had extremely well success. They've had feuds against Roman Reigns and the Uso with their buddy and two sweet brother AJ Styles beside them. I mean, we've seen a lot of good things. I've seen them live before. I've actually had the amazing opportunity to meet both of them. And they're just really great individuals, great wrestlers. And, well, I gotta be having a little too sweet victory party when they win that. at my house. I'm going to be celebrating, be wearing my Gals and Anderson t-shirt. But now here's the thing. The men's chamber, Daniel Bryan, Mustafa Ali. I do not feel like Mustafa should be in the chamber. Oh well, it's happening anyways. I would put Rey Mysterio in. But anyways, for the new Daniel Bryan defense is newly designed eco-friendly WWE Championship against Mustafa Ali, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, and my pick to win it all, my two sweet brother, AJ Styles. And I feel like AJ Styles is going to get it done. I feel like he's going to be a three-time WWE champion and walking out of the Elimination Chamber. And something I just have thought of, who is going to main event Elimination Chamber? Will it be the men's chamber or the women's chamber? That's a very tough call for WWE to decide because you don't know how the reaction from the women's chamber is going to be. I think it'll be fantastic. I'm excited about it. But there's always those people out there who likes tradition to stick, I'm sure. I understand. But I like evolutionary happenings. Evolution. They're my favorite faction of all time. But, you know, I like evolutionary happenings. But I think I'm not sure which chamber. I know a chamber will headline, but I'm not sure which chamber. But WrestleMania is on the rise, and we're just about out of time today. But I will be back next Friday. Listen in on your local podcast apps. And this was Unscripted, hosted by Austin Collins. And thank you all for listening. Enjoy your day. A too sweet to everybody for the week. Enjoy your week. I'll be back to discuss more of WrestleMania, the hype up to the post shows of Elimination Chamber, and much more next week. Tune in. Too sweet, and goodbye.